the United States government, through its president, Barack Obama, sent a delegation to visit Palau on June 4 to convey the request of your president to allow the detainees from Guantanamo Bay detention facility to relocate in Palau. And when that request was made, I convened the entire leadership of Palau, including our bicameral Congress and traditional leaders, and they all agreed to grant the U.S. request to allow these detainees to relocate in Palau. And the basis of that is the fact that Palau shared a very unique and special relationship with the United States, and we felt that a friend in need is a friend indeed. So based upon that special relationship, we agreed to accommodate them. And at the same time, we were told that these detainees have been cleared through the investigation process and judicial litigation not to be enemy combatants, and therefore they were entitled to be free. However, the United States determined that were they to be returned to their homeland, they might face persecution or even execution. So we felt that the rights of these detainees had to be preserved and protected. So we accepted them based upon our age-old tradition of accommodating those in need.